The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we turn to the UK where it's all happening. Andy Burnham attempting to return to the House of Commons as an MP. Wes Streeting, of course, resigned as Health Secretary yesterday, saying he'd lost confidence in Keir Starmer's leadership. Oliver Wright is policy editor with the London Times and is on the line. Hello, Oliver.
Morning.
This is a story where we're watching all the time to see what's happening, what's happening. And for a long numbers of hours, nothing really happens. Is that where we're at this morning?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was a day of huge drama. First, you had Wes Streeting's resignation as Health Secretary in the morning, but he didn't go over the top. He resigned as Health Secretary, but he did not announce that he was triggering an immediate leadership campaign, which he had been suggesting that he might do. And then there was a period of silence, and then shortly before 6 o'clock, it came clear that Andy Burnham had found a seat to try and return to Westminster. He's got the seat of Makerfield, which is on the outskirts of Wigan, and he is going to attempt to fight that by-election, return to Westminster to effectively challenge Sir Keir Starmer. Now, the question is, can he win that seat? Labour has a majority of about 5,400 at the last election, but Reform were in second place even then. And in last week's local council elections, Reform pretty much swept the board. So it's by no means a certainty that he can actually win that seat. And the drama looks like it's going to carry on for some time.
And what is the timeline on that by-election? Because this will be a very long drawn out affair if we have to wait for weeks and weeks for that to happen.
Yeah, it's a bit unclear. When Gorton and Denton, which some listeners may remember was the last by-election that Andy Burnham tried to fight unsuccessfully, when that happened, they got the whole process done in about sort of 5 or 6 weeks. So, I mean, it is possible to move reasonably quickly, but we're not sort of talking about the next fortnight here. It's a month or so.
And what is Wes Streeting up to? Because as you say, he resigned, but he didn't push or trigger the leadership contest. So I saw some speculation last night that he had cut a deal with Andy Burnham, which wasn't really on the cards up to yesterday. So where is that at?
So I think the calculation that Streeting made was that if he had launched an immediate leadership campaign yesterday in an attempt to exclude Andy Burnham from taking part, then he would have faced a backlash, that he would have found it hard to get 81 MPs prepared to support his campaign. And even if he had got those 81 MPs, he would have found it almost impossible to win with the Labour membership. This sort of sense that, yeah, he wasn't playing by the rules. He was trying to act quickly, trying to exclude Andy Burnham. And I think he, from his point of view, has probably quite sensibly decided that, you know, if he's going to win the leadership, he needs to win it in a race with Andy Burnham. If Andy Burnham can get back to Westminster, and if Andy Burnham can't get back to Westminster, he can say, well, look, I wanted Andy to be part of this. You know, he talked in his idea in his resignation letter about a battle of ideas. Then, you know, the way would be cleared for him to take on sort of Ed Miliband or Angela Rayner. But I think it was basically a political calculation that, you know, he wouldn't be able to win if he was seen to be excluding Andy Burnham.
Mm-hmm. So it looks as though everyone's going to have to wait for Andy to run in that by-election, which is going to be one hell of a dogfight, isn't it?
Isn't it just? Yeah. I mean, Reform will throw everything they have at the seat because they don't want to see Andy Burnham back in Westminster because he's a threat to them. Be interesting to see what the Greens do. They only got about sort of 1,200 votes at the last time round. But you would imagine some of those Labour voters might be thinking about voting Green. And, you know, Andy Burnham will effectively be running on a vote Burnham, get rid of Starmer ticket. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll be fascinating to see the extent to which that resonates with the voters. But also, he's going to have to, as part of that campaign, I would have thought, you know, set out some policy proposals of his own, because he's not really running on a manifesto of the current government. He's running on a manifesto of, you know, this is what I would do if I was in charge. So that'll be interesting, not least on issues like migration, which is, you know, clearly important in Reform-facing seats. But, you know, Labour MPs are to the left. So how does he position himself on that issue in the by-election? And then, you know, can he pivot back afterwards to sort of reassure Labour MPs. It's fascinating.
Yeah, and then all of the Labour MPs, including those who might support other candidates in the leadership race, will have to be seen to support Andy Burnham in the by-election.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think you're absolutely right. And I think there is, an underpriced result in all this is that Burnham does win, and actually there isn't a leadership contest at all. I think if Burnham can succeed in coming back and winning that seat, then Streeting would think twice about contesting the leadership. I think he would think, I'm not going to win, because Burnham has proved that he can win in a Labour seat that is under threat from reform, and I'm not going to get the votes because Burnham is already more popular amongst Labour members. So I think there's quite possibly a sort of, at some stage down the line, there's a Burnham-Streeting deal to be done.
A deal, or that they will fight it out once Andy Burnham, if he wins that seat, and that's where it happens between the two of them.
Yeah, but that's the point. I'm not sure. I think if Burnham wins the seat,
Wes will step back. But what about Andy Burnham taking on Keir Starmer then, himself?
Well, then that's the question. I mean, if Burnham wins the seat and, says he's going to challenge Starmer for the leadership, at that stage, does Starmer stand? I think there would be a lot of people telling him not to, to sort of bow out gracefully at that stage. Because again, if you look at the polls of Labour members, it suggests that in a head-to-head between Starmer and Burnham, Burnham would win hands down. The momentum would very much be with him if he wins that by-election. So I think, this may not go on for as long as people think, depending on what happens in the by-election. Mm-hmm. I think if Burnham wins the by-election, where we are sitting where we are now, you could see a coronation.
It's so interesting. And the irony of Andy Burnham winning that by-election and then sitting in Westminster where he didn't want to be, but not being leader of the Labour Party. I mean, that would just be, you could write a book on that in itself.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's the other element to it, which is always worth having in the back of your mind. Andy Burnham has slightly reinvented himself as the sort of king of the North. But he has fought two leadership elections for the Labour Party and lost both of them. And, he is not invincible by any stretch of the imagination. And he's the campaigns he ran previously have been botched. And, I wouldn't entirely rule out that happening again.
I wanted to ask you about Zach Polanski, because you mentioned the Greens and the context of the by-election. Now, he became hugely popular really, really quickly, particularly online, where he just seemed to be a person who could do no wrong. Where is he at now? Because he has some problems, doesn't he?
He does have some problems. I mean, there have been a string of recent allegations, in actual fact, sort of, largely proved to be true, about various things, including the fact that he didn't pay council tax for a period when he lived on a houseboat. He didn't even vote, extraordinarily, in last week's elections. He was supposed to vote in Hackney, but he didn't vote at all. And then there's the sort of, these ongoing questions about sort of, whether or not he's allowed anti-Semitism to breed within the Green Party. Huge controversy over this retweet of criticising the officers who detained the suspects in the Golders Green stabbing case. Mm-hmm. I mean, the shine has definitely come off him. And if you look at the sort of polling, the sort of his negative polling has absolutely shot up over the last few weeks. But, and here's the question, has it really impacted upon the people that were voting Green in Thursday's elections? I think that the reason why his negative poll ratings have gone up, oddly, is because those people who said they didn't know before, didn't know enough about him, suddenly he's sort of been in the public consciousness and they've decided, actually, no, I really don't like him. But I'm not sure. His positive ratings have gone down a bit, but not hugely. Mm-hmm. It's mainly sort of don't knows moving into the I really don't like him category.
Yeah, and that might affect their potential growth.
Yes. I mean, I think, the truth is that, despite all the talk of a reform surge and a green surge, both those parties have really kind of have reached the peak of their popularity. I mean, if you look at the polling around reform, and this is sort of often underpriced, they've really got as many voters as they will ever get. Because if you look at the sort of positive and negative, the popularity of someone, say, Nigel Farage, There are very few voters who haven't made up their minds about Nigel Farage. And, you know, the voters, the sort of 25 to 30% have a positive view on him, but 70% have a negative view, and a large proportion of that have a very negative view. So it's hard to see where the growth of Reform's vote is going to come from. And it is possible to see that those people who have a positive view of him, who've moved to Reform partly as a party of protest, may, over the next couple of years, depending on where we go, start to peel away. So, you know, I think this idea that, I mean, Reform obviously are in a very strong position at the moment, but it's, I don't think they're going to surge much more.
Let's wait and see. Oliver, thank you so much. That was a fascinating run through what's happening in the complicated picture of UK politics. Oliver Wright is policy editor with the London Times.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.